Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Often Lutherans are accused of underplaying or downplaying the role of the Holy Spirit. The argument goes that we're happy to laud and magnify God the Father as creator and sustainer of the universe, and that we will praise and exalt Jesus as Redeemer and Savior of humanity from sin, death, and the devil. But we give very short shrift to the Holy Spirit. Yes, we might note that He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth. But after that, He tends to kind of get lost in the shuffle. Well, I think there may be some truth in these accusations. I suspect that it is more likely a misunderstanding of how Lutherans actually view the Holy Spirit and His work. But as I was preparing for Advent and Christmas this year, it did become very apparent to me that the Holy Spirit plays a significant role in the early accounts in Luke's Gospel, and that we do need to draw attention to His role in the coming and the incarnation of Jesus. Luke begins his Gospel with the announcement to Zechariah the priest, who is ministering in the holy place at the temple, that he would have a son, John, who would be filled with the Holy Spirit, even in his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and in the power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared. Luke 1, verses 15 through 17. After John's birth, Zechariah, filled with the Holy Spirit, begins to prophesy. Luke chapter 1, verse 67, where he declares that John will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare His way, to give knowledge of salvation to His people by the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercies of our God, thereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke chapter 1, verses 76 through 79. And John, filled with the Holy Spirit, eventually moves into the wilderness until the time he began his public ministry of preaching repentance and a baptism for the forgiveness of sins. Elizabeth, John's mother, when she greeted the pregnant Virgin Mary, felt her son leap in her womb. As she was filled with the Holy Spirit, she cried out, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to you from the Lord." Luke chapter 1, verses 43 to 45. In Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38, we hear the account of Gabriel as he visited Mary in Nazareth. He announced that Mary would conceive and bear a son, and that his name would be called Jesus, for he would reign over the house of Jacob on the throne of David forever. Not surprisingly, the young virgin wondered how this was to transpire. But in verse 35, God's messenger responded, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born shall be called Holy, the Son of God." So Mary submitted to God's plan, and she called herself the Lord's servant. She was filled with faith, given to her by the Holy Spirit. She stepped out in faith, and with Spirit-filled joy, she sings the Magnificat as recorded in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 56. And following Jesus' birth, we meet Simeon, that righteous and devout Israelite who was awaiting from God the consolation of Israel. God's Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. So moved by the Holy Spirit, he went to the temple, where he met Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. Upon seeing the child, he was filled with God's Spirit, and he exclaimed, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 32. In the first two chapters of the Gospel according to St. Luke, we see that the Holy Spirit plays a major role. Everything that takes place here has its origins and its power in the Holy Spirit, who works God's will among humanity. God visits us to save us. God's Spirit grants us faith to receive and to believe His invitation and His intervention in our midst. Today, God's Spirit is still living and active and working among us, announcing to you the good news that in Jesus Christ, God has come to us to forgive us and to give us life. Like Mary, we may wonder how and why God would do this for me. But like Mary, let us also respond by saying, "Let it be to me according to your word." Let us pray. O God, who established your Son as the righteous branch by which you would save your people, grant that we, who have been grafted into Christ through the waters of baptism, may be preserved from every sin and evil, and be born secure in the ark of your church, until we join the angels and the whole company of heaven to sing eternal praises to you, who with Jesus Christ our Lord and the Holy Spirit is one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.